You know, I remember you blogged recently on high expectations for children. There's a lot of discussion about parents who have ultra high expectations, and what does that do to the kid? Does that make him or her anxious and nervous and wacky?
We just did a show on perfectionism. So sometimes you can have such high expectations that kids feel like they can never, ever achieve. It was like what we talked about at the beginning of the show, where having an expectation that you're going to be somebody, mm-hmm. you're going to achieve something, we would say that you're called. Sure. And that you have a purpose. From a perspective of faith, helping a child understand that you are here for a reason, that you are called by God, and that there is something in your life that God has put you on earth to do that's going to be meaningful. When you put that into a child, it begins to help them do better. It's almost like the Pygmalion effect.
It's also My Fair Lady.
Oh, that is. That is the whole. Right. Yeah, so the idea is that if you expect somebody to rise, they rise to the occasion. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
My mother told me my whole life, and especially the last year we lived together before they went back to the mission field, my freshman year in high school, you're a leader, you're a leader, you're a leader just like your father. There was this built-in encouragement and this notion that I was to be a leader, whether I ever thought about it or not. I presumed I would be.
Yeah, so you are. That is a great example right there.
Okay, I've got another one.
Okay.
Raising successful children often happens best when the parents get along.
That is a big one. This is common sense if we think about it. If parents are constantly fighting, if you're in a house with high conflict, it's high conflict that is handled poorly that damage kids, because this is what we see from the research. It's not the moderate conflict, and especially when conflict is handled well, it's helpful to kids. They see good role models.
Sure.
They see their parents working things out. My parents fought about the same three things for my whole life, but they didn't do it in a mean way,
right?
And they weren't destroying each other in the process, and that makes a huge difference.
And you wrote about this in your book, We Need to Talk, right?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why it's so important to develop conflict skills. This is a life skill,
right?
And this is a skill that is going to have amazing effects on kids. There are studies that show the long-term effects of when parents withdraw. You know how some people do the silent treatment?
Right.
And they say, well, I'm not yelling at my kid.
Right.
But I'm also withdrawing. Kids figure that out. They know that that's going on. And it does affect their adjustment in a very negative way. We've got to get this conflict thing under some kind of wraps and learning how to do it in a good way.
Do we have time for one more before the break?
Really quick. Yeah,
good.
We do.
Okay. I like this one. Parents value effort over avoiding failure. When you say, go ahead and try it, because if you never tried it, nothing ventured, nothing lost.
And then if you fail, it's okay. And so many famous people have tried things and failed.
Thomas Edison.
Yeah, and learned from their failures in terms of doing better. The way they talk about this is that you can have a fixed mindset where you say, oh, you're just smart and that's why you're successful.
Mm.
Or you can have what's called a growth mindset where you say, if you work hard, if you try things, if you fail. And I think that fits much more into the Christian perspective of we're always striving for the right things, but we're not going to get there. And we're dependent on the Lord and the Holy Spirit to help us with things. But it's the effort and going in the right direction and continuing to pick ourselves up and try better that contribute to making successful kids.
Absolutely.